This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line Tuesday morning. Welty Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Cooler today from the Skywatch weather forecast. Chance of rain showers till midday. It's not sprinkled yet this morning, but it sure looks like it.
Only a 20% chance.
Yeah.
Which looks a little deceiving, but.
Yeah, it does look a little dark out there.
Yeah. But
65, the daytime high. We're almost there. Colder tonight, cloudy, low at 40, and some sunshine across the area tomorrow, high 65. Warmer Wednesday night, chance of rain, low 52. And cloudy, chance of rain again Thursday, a high 68. 62 now from your official weather station, WILO. And as I look ahead, Ken, I'm not seeing any snow.
There's,
no. You know, so at least we're maybe past the point where we can stay warm some of these days.
I sure hope so.
Well, a lot going on this morning. We'll try to squeeze it all in before Ken and I play musical chairs at 9 o'clock. We'll have Jason Wilhite with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and also Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street. Yesterday, Ken and I broke in on the air a little after 2 o'clock to bring you the latest from the Delphi press conference yesterday in Delphi with Indiana State Police and other government officials. And Ken, we talked about it a little bit, and we were putting together the news story, and then I saw some video last night on WLFI, and just to hear those officials say, you know, this guy could be in the room with us.
Mm-hmm.
We could have maybe already interviewed you.
Right.
You're probably a local, or at least with some local ties. That's eerie.
Very much so. And when Doug Carter said that you know, the person could be in the room.
Mm.
That was, and everybody stopped immediately what they were doing and they started looking.
Right, right. Yeah.
We all did it.
Right, right. That's just natural.
Yeah. And when you have over 100 people in the room doing the same thing, it's a little bit eerie.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I can't help but think, and I don't know anything more than anybody else, but this gives me a good feeling about maybe they're pointed in the right direction or at least trying to look at something new.
Yeah, and I think somebody does know. And you know, here again, I hate to give Evelyn credit, but you got to give the guy credit for what he's been able to keep his mouth shut so far.
Yeah,
that may change because I mean, the state police basically taunted him yesterday. I thought
I kind of got that feeling too.
Which is what Doug Carter does a lot. He taunts from people when he tries to get people to break down a little bit. So
yeah, I saw one of the sound bites last night on WLFI. He said something like, "You want to know what we know,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find out someday."
Yeah, he says, "You know, you think it's all about power for you."
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, as Ken said, Superintendent Carter yesterday said, "We have a witness. You made mistakes. We are coming for you, and there's no place for a heartless coward like you to hide that gets his thrill from killing little girls." This, of course, a multi-agency task force. So they released a new sketch, too, which is drawn some ire as well because it looks like a much younger person from
but
the one we've been used to.
If you look at the bottom part of the person's face,
mm-hmm.
pretty close.
I thought that too. I thought there was some similarities from the other than the age discrepancy.
You know, and
there.
Also, you know, here again, we're talking about February when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about colder weather.
Yep.
And person's, you know, probably hasn't shaved for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is what happened in that case.
Bundled up, obviously
bundled
wearing a jacket
up, yeah.
and a hood.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, and in comparison to what the picture was yesterday, I think that was still the most revealing thing that came out of yesterday's press conference was that sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The audio added one word to what we already knew.
Right.
So to me, the audio was worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And it hardly even made sense. The video is still the same of him walking on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give away a little trade secret here. Maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. If you really want to get a nosy on this story, and to tell you reasons why I've said some of the things I've said on this story, the Indy Star, January, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
they did a story called Halfway Across the Delphi Murders. Call that up, look at it on YouTube and Google or wherever you can find it, and just look at the picture of the bridge.
Okay.
Just look at where it is and what it's over and how high up it really is.
I saw some video of that last night again.
But what I'm saying, is that why would anybody allow their two young girls to go out on a trail like that in February and either not know, which I still think they did know who that person was. I really do still think that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, why would you do that? I don't care if your older sister dropped you off.
Right.
Why would you allow your girls to go out in the middle of winter in February on a trail that's out in the middle of nowhere? And when you see this photo, you're going to say, oh, my God, what went on that day?
Yeah, that train trestle is very tall.
And there's nothing. Where the hill that he goes down the hill at? Where's that hill at? I didn't see it.
I was wondering that, too. Yeah, I guess it was further down the trail.
I was going to say, they're probably, I'm going to guess, here at the beginning or the end of the trail, depending on which way you started on.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been out there. I mean, I've been out at the start of that trail, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, too. I've never actually been there physically.
I've been out there. I think I could probably get there to the start of it. If I thought about it, I probably could get there.
Well, nothing would make our day or month or year if they could find this guy sometime soon. I think that would be fantastic.
Another thing that I heard late yesterday, and this did not come from anybody over there, there is a possibility that the person I was talking with says that they think it's got some links to some people, some very high-powered people within the city of Delphi.
Okay. Well, I've heard occasional over the last, month or two, just talking to some people, there's a little bit of corruption up there. And or at least some kind of good old boy system.
I think most small towns always have the good old boy network.
You have something
involved
like that, yeah.
But
this is not one you would want to hang your hat on.
No, you wouldn't. You know, and the other thing that sits out there still is, you know, we can talk about this one, this particular case all we like. The other thing that still sits there is the four deaths of those four girls in Florida, the arson fire. That still sits there, and nobody's talking about it.
Right, right. Yeah, you'd think there would be more. Because of the Delphi murders, you know, there would be more high profile, right. I guess, because that's two more people who died, and that was never really reconciled.
Yeah, you know, and it's still not. The only thing they've reconciled it was definitely an arson fire. That's all they've done.
Right.
So, I mean, that's still out there, and it's still nowhere near about as where the other one is. So.
Well, we've got a lot going on here on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com as we turn the page. You can check out the suspect's sketch. Ken put that up yesterday and wrote a story also. Ken has not yet wrote the story on city council. What happened there last night?
Well, basically what they did last night, we had 9 CF1s that were on the docket to be approved, and 8 of them were, and 1 was tabled because it hasn't quite happened the way it's supposed to as of yet. The big thing happened is that they approved a declaratory resolution to designate an economic revitalization area for real property tax and for personal property tax abatement on the, it used to be the Bob's Marathon at 452 North Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between the old armory and the house and the Eagles on that side of the street on North Main.
Mm-hmm.
It sits back off the street. They're going to turn that into a 24-hour convenience store.
I like it.
And that's going to happen soon. Don't know exactly when, but that's coming.
Kind of a weird location.
Well, but then again,
I'm happy anytime something goes in somewhere where there's not been something for several years.
And Chris said it last night. You know, he's been empty since he's been a teenager.
Right.
It's been empty since I've been here.
Right. That's at least 10 years.
And I've always wondered what the heck was back in there. And I knew they were in there either late last year, early this year, digging those tanks out of there. And I don't know what they were digging them out. I thought they were digging them out. Maybe they're putting them back in. I don't know.
Right.
So that's what the plans is for there. So that's the big thing that took place last night.
So what's a CF-1? Is that like a tax abatement?
That's to prove that you've done what you said you were going to do
when the abatement was given.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also that they approve that so they continue getting that abatement. That's the big thing.
I know you ran out of time. You were heading up to Delphi to the press conference yesterday, but there was an opening of another convenience store in Rossville yesterday, mm-hmm. right?
At Friendly's, which is right there as you go up 421
mm-hmm.
and 39. Yeah, right next to the high school,
mm-hmm.
Where you drove into the main, where you just turned into that spot there. It's almost right there, about half a block. You're there.
That was already a pretty nice building.
Yeah, it's called Friendly's. I don't know what the rumor was, but Friendly's opened yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and that happened also yesterday up in Rossville. So. You know, some things are starting to happen. So,
well, I hope they're a lot more friendlier at Friendly's, because that gas station across from Friendly's, they're not that friendly.
Well, I know.
I can speak from experience there. When I used to drive back and forth to West Lafayette going home, and I think the last time I was heading up to Rossville has probably been a month or two, and I saw them putting in the. Not the gas tanks and the actual overhead, so that'll be nice. Good for Rossville.
When I first saw that, I thought that was going to be more of like a little Stop and Shop, not necessarily a gas thing, but I thought it was going to be more like a little mini grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's definitely a need. So
yeah.
Now they got, maybe it always helps when you have at least two gas stations in one community.
Right. Always helps.
Yeah, two or three to help you a little bit. Speaking of gas, holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What is it locally? I didn't drive past one this morning.
It's still $2.73, I think, this morning. Matter of fact, I paid for gas for him, $2.73.
Yeah. I put a little in yesterday. I forget what it was, but again, it just barely took my low fuel light off. I only put in like $10, but
I put in $15 this morning. I got it to about 3/4 of a tank, so.
Well, it is Tuesday, 659-3338 is the phone number to call if you'd like to talk to Ken or myself. So tomorrow, I think it's time to get your bidden fingers out and get ready to write a check or withdraw some cash or something, because this is going to be the last one.
Bring the credit card.
Yeah, bring your credit card. We can accept credit cards. And this will be our last bid and save radio auction for a little bit anyway. And we've been talking for the last couple of days that there's several items added daily. A couple of those include Beef and Board's Dinner Theater, Bridie's Bakery, and Texas Roadhouse in both Lafayette and Kokomo. Ken, I appreciate you putting the story up there.
I did that this morning. Clinton after I got here. So.
DailyNews.com. So that's there. Now, Liz gave us a list here, and you basically put that in the story. So
right, yeah.
There's still some good stuff left, though.
Oh, yeah, still lots of good stuff there.
And we've got Crazy Russ cutting the prices, like the Crazy Bob's furniture store or something.
No comment.
But the prices are pretty decent right now on the stuff we do have left, so we encourage you. That's tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. right here on WILO. A week from Saturday, I'm going to be at the Frankfort Community Public Library. I keep forgetting to look and see what time I'm going to be there. I think 4 to 6. It's actually Friday, not Saturday.
I was going to say, I'm just about ready to say that.
You'll be a day late, right?
That's right. You won't make it.
They're going to do a lot in one day. It is Friday, May 3rd, a week from this Friday. Fair Oaks Farms Traveling Exhibit, 4 to 6 p.m. Greenhouses, Farms, Garden, and Reclaimed Barnwood Vendor Booths. Garden Reception, it's 5 to 8 p.m. Vendor booths open all night on the second floor of the Frankfort Community Public Library. Carol Michael there with Secrets to Happiness in Your Garden. Demonstrations by Hoosier Gardener Joe Ellen Myers Sharp. So a lot going on. And I'll be down there to tell you all about it. Now, they've got a lot of people helping them out for this. It's Clinton County Visitor and Tourism Commission, and also the Clinton County Farm Bureau Insurance, Industrial Federal Credit Union, Encompass Credit Union, Frankfort Garden Club, Gangwer Powers Insurance, Patrick Office Supply, and Skiles Electric. So you'll be hearing more about that coming up here on WILO in the next week or so.
Also, we need to mention on Saturday, the day after, IU Health is going to have their health fair out at the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
That's from 8 to 11. Also, the Pancake Breakfast, sponsored by Kiwanis Club, which we have tickets for. We've been giving them away.
Been giving them away, yeah.
Till 6:30 to 10. So that happens on Saturday at the fairgrounds. So that make sure you get out there for that.
Awesome. We've got Carl Lane. Carl, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin and Ken. Ken, when you used at Delphi yesterday, could you tell me if those two little girls that passed away up there, was they molested?
That is not known.
It's just not been released.
Yes, yeah. I think that's a better way of putting it. I think they know, and I'm almost, you know, the only thing that would be, you know, questionable is that if it happened out there in the open would be my question, because that would make it even more interesting. But I thought that when it first started, I kind of thought that's maybe what they were going to release, because the family did not know this information until yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. And how old were those two little girls?
They were either 13 and 12 or 14 and 13. I can't remember which is which.
Well, you just stop and think about that. What 12 or 13-year-old girl would go down a hill if there's a guy down there that they didn't know? Down the hill, they're not going to go down there. I mean, when I was 12 or 13 years old, I'd have threw rocks at him.
That's right.
Well, the thing of it is that, you know, that's been the one thing that's kind of gnawed at me all along on this whole thing, is that, number one, why would you allow your 12 or 13-year-old daughters to be out there on that bridge in February with, you know, out there walking on it? If you look at that bridge real close, you just don't walk on it. You just don't go out there and play on it.
That's correct.
You know, and the other thing of it is that, you know, they were on top of the bridge. They weren't down the hill. They were on top of the bridge. They got rolled down the hill.
Well, see, that don't make sense.
What do you mean it don't make sense?
It doesn't make sense, then, if they was rolled down the hill.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Well, I ain't gonna call him a gentleman because he wasn't. I thought the guy that was down the hill said down the hill like I'm down here.
No,
down here.
No.
He was telling them to go down the hill.
They added one more word to the thing yesterday. It says guys down the hill.
Guys down the hill.
So he ordered them down the hill.
No, he put them down the hill.
Oh, brother.
I mean.
And one other thing. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it'd be a lot safer, United States, if everybody had to give a DNA?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, because what are you hiding? I mean, if they said, Carl, come up to the wherever I got to go and I want to take your DNA, I'd give my DNA. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always been in favor of one thing that I would love to see happen in our courts. For your sentence, don't put them in jail. Have them be treated like they treated their victims.
That's true.
I think you'd stop a whole heck of a lot of this extra stuff in a big hurry.
Yes, that's true. Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks, Carl.
Carl, thanks for the phone call. Larry Shearer, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Did you see Rudy Giuliani on TV Sunday?
I did not see any interviews, but I did
I've heard a lot.
I read a couple reports afterwards.
Well, I keep wondering if being loud and trying to be intimidating is the way all New York people are.
Yeah, I think they are.
You know, though, the thing of it is, after 9/11 happened, I was really proud of Rudy Giuliani for what he said and did after 9/11. Now I can't stand him.
I can't either. And the one comment I heard him say was, it's all right to get information against your opponent, no matter where it comes from, even if it comes from a foreign country. And
I don't agree with that, but I like Rudy.
Well,
yeah.
you're kind of weird anyway.
And one for Larry.
Ding! He got me.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it's okay. I just wonder if you've seen that. And
no, we just heard it.
I don't know about that thing. Delphi never seemed right to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot more coming out I'm hoping quite soon, but we'll see.
But I'm from a different generation, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
It would have 13 to 14-year-old kid, that would have been no big deal for them to go out there and be on that trail.
Oh, no, not at all. Even in my generation, you know, I mean, me and my brothers, we took off for days and a half sometimes over summer break.
Yeah. You know? And it's just to, and Delphi, you know, of all the places you would not believe that would happen would be Delphi.
Right, right. Unfortunately. The one thing I always try to look at in a situation like this is the motive. You know, what is the motive of somebody to take such a risk and do something so terrible?
I think you're going to find it's a revenge motive before it's all said and done.
Revenge, huh? Well, yep. That would explain it.
Or getting even, take it whichever way you want to take it.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's more to it than what we're getting.
Well, and there's reasons why for that.
Right.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree.
Yep.
So anyway, I just let you know that I thought Rudy Giuliani was kind of, he was in attack mode.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, sometimes
that's what you'd expect.
When people do that, you kind of question their honesty. I'll give you a little quick little thing. Many, many years ago, I was being on a jury. I was sitting in the pool to be selected for a jury. And the lawyer for the defendants asked everybody the same question about if somebody stole cookies out of a cookie jar, and you had like three kids and some cookies were missing, would you furnish all of them? And I never understood what that was for. And the more I listened to that clown, the more I was convinced them people were guilty, and that's what I told the prosecutor. And he you don't know, you can't talk to me.
Right.
He made me talk to the judge.
Right,
I told the judge, them people are guilty of sin. And he said, you can't leave right now, but you got to come back for the afternoon thing, but you will not sit on a jury.
That's one way to do it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it just, when a lawyer, when they act aggressive, to me that means they don't really have much of a case.
Yeah, they got to deflect the situation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what one of the things our president has been doing ever since he's been president, is by being aggressive and trying to deflect all the attention on point A so they'll leave him alone.
Larry, thanks for the call today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, have a great day. I wish it would snow.
No, we're good.
I gotta sit in this bloody chair in this house for another 2 or 3 weeks.
We've been thinking about you, buddy.
Yeah.
I wish it wouldn't bother me a bit if it snowed a foot. We'll talk to you all later.
All right, Larry. Appreciate the phone call. So we talked about it a couple weeks ago, Ken, and I think we should pat ourselves on the back. Hang on, let me step over and pat you on the back. Good job. You and I talked about keeping Party Line local and kind of doing away with some of our national guests in this, unless there's something really timely and topical and right there, or frankly, if we need a guest. But Ken, I just want to commend you, man. You have filled... As a lot of people know, he is the Ken also schedules Party Line for us, and you fill the entire month of April with all local guests.
Yep.
So I think Vern Casper would be proud of us, and I hope the listeners appreciate what we're trying to do here. And you know, we don't claim to know it all. So if somebody has some suggestions or something on Party Line, but we're just thinking the more local, the better. Most days, anyway. And what was your last one you got filled? That was coming up this Wednesday, right?
Coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We've got
Joel McKinney from the high school, the assistant superintendent. Hopefully going to get Nancy Downey or a representative of the... It's for the summer daycare situation they've got going to high school this summer.
You know, I've never met Joel McKinney in person.
Joel's a great guy.
I've heard that, so I'm looking forward to shaking his hand. So congratulations to... you, Ken. I appreciate you doing
and
that.
And Joel's also from my neck of the woods, too.
Oh, originally?
Yeah, he's from right around the Decatur, Springfield area up in that way. I know exactly where he's talking about, where he's from.
I'll be darned. So, Orlando police, Ken, say the Easter Bunny was hopping mad on Easter Sunday.
Yes, he was.
A man wearing a bunny costume started throwing punches to apparently defend a woman who began fighting with another man. Antoine McDonald has been identified as the man behind the bunny suit. He told WESH TV, whoa, watch my mouth, Kevin, that he was just trying to break up the fight. During the scuffle, which was caught on video that had since gone viral, McDonald ended up throwing some punches of his own. Police broke it up and nobody was arrested. I can't believe they didn't arrest him if he's swinging punches.
Yeah, I've seen the video, so.
Well, we've heard about Angry Donkey here on YLO, but Angry Bunny.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a pro wrestling skit where they come out of a costume and just, you know, they act like they're going to be friendly, and they just beat the crap out of somebody.
Yeah, right, catch you off guard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, a man in Illinois is starting a new job this week after getting a ride to his interview from a police officer. I love this story. Kashawn Baldwin initially thought he was going to be in big trouble when he got pulled over last week while driving without a driver's license and having expired plates. While speaking to East St. Louis officer Roger Jimisoles, he mentioned that he was going to a job interview at a FedEx facility and had no other way to get there but to drive. The 22-year-old asked Officer Jimisoles if he could take him to his job interview. Instead of slamming Baldwin with tickets or taking him into custody, the cop drove him to the interview, and this weekend Baldwin found out he got the job.
Good deal.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Anytime a policeman can...
Especially coming out of East St. Louis.
I was getting ready to say the same thing, right?
I know too many horror stories about East St. Louis.
And I don't think you watch Jeopardy very often.
I don't watch Jeopardy at all.
This guy's kind of amazing, though. His name's James Holzhauer and keeps on raking in the cash after winning for a 13th consecutive day on Jeopardy. Took in more than 90 grand Monday, bringing his total so far to just under $1 million. The champion even gave a shout out to family members during his latest final Jeopardy answer, a move comedian Roy Wood Jr. likened to a bat flip in baseball.
You know what they're setting up for this, though, don't you?
What's that?
They're going to set up a winner take all between him and Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, yeah. Yep, yeah,
that's what they're going to set up. That's what they're setting up.
Somebody had interviewed Ken and was asking him about it and everything. He had some nice things to say about this guy. But what James Holzhauer does is
he's a sports gambler.
Yeah, he's a sports gambler. But what he does is when he's on the show on Jeopardy on the game show, he takes the big risks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you get the Daily Double, he'll literally Daily Double it every time, whether he has zero or 25 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you make the real money, right?
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Okay, so just for Larry, here's our Calcutta as we play musical chairs. Again, we'll have Jason Wilhite coming up next here with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and also Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street. It's coming up next on YLO's Party Line.